Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi. What is it you guys sell?
Ma'am, we are actually a third-party call center, so we do assist multiple companies with over 100 different.
My situation is my credit card company is calling, asking me if this is a fraudulent charge, and I'm looking through my emails to see what it would be. They don't have a company name. They only have this phone number. So I'm trying to confirm what it is that was charged before I tell them is it fraudulent or not.
Okay. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
60192.
60192. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name Laura, L-O-R-A. Last name Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z.
Alrighty. And what were you actually billed, ma'am?
$59.89.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am. I was able to locate this account associated with you, and I do see that this stems from you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. And in the terms and conditions, it does inform you that you would be enrolled in a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be one of our meal planning apps. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
No, I'd like to cancel it.
All righty, I do see that, ma'am, and I will be happy to go ahead and cancel this for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, is there a confirmation number or anything?
Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and cancel this for you. Alrighty, ma'am. I successfully got ahead and canceled you out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately, and I do have the cancellation number for you. Let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be a C as in Charlie, and that's 290-793-1428.
All right, C is Charlie, 290-793-1428.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.